Morning single, precious parents, working parents, busy, maybe even exhausted, parents in Christ, trying to raise your children, trying to follow God's mandate to work with your hands and to be a blessing unto others. Good morning. I wanted to share with you something the Lord has been stirring me up. You know, he likes to talk to me in the early morning hours, right when I wake up and I'm getting ready. I've had, not to be too personal, but I get a lot of revelation in the shower, you know, and I want to subscribe to the belief, because I want to testify to you. There's power in the water. I don't know what it is with water, but when it interacts and it comes into contact with our skin, I think the power of God is there. I'm not joking. And of course, we see it with, you know, the submersion in the water of baptism, right? So that's just a little personal theory I have, a little hypothesis. But anyway, so the topic today is about singles versus marriage. Okay, and I know here in this group, if you're in this group, you're single, and you may be finding yourself single against your will, you know, or you may have chosen to be single, and that's okay too. That's okay. That is a special calling unto the Lord. Those who have been called just to minister unto the Lord, and we see Hannah in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the woman who was she lost her husband in her 20s, and she chose to just minister unto the Lord and pray in the temple day and night. And when she was in her 80s, she got to see the Lord Jesus as a baby. She saw the Messiah. So, you know, I've heard teachings, many amazing teachings. One is by Corey Russell. So if you want to hunt that out, you can. How he taught on how Hannah was used by God as instrumental, as an intercessor, to bring the Messiah during that time, which is... And I think Simeon was the other one, if I'm not mistaken. Was it Simeon? No, I can't remember. There's another guy. There was a guy, too. He was the one that held Jesus. And he said, my eyes have seen the glory. My eyes have seen the promise of the Lord, or the glory of the Lord. You know, it was in relation to the Messiah in his manifested flesh form. So, anyway, so what is today's topic about? Well... You know, the Lord was really showing me the power in the marriage union today. And I mean, we all know this. We all know this. But I feel like we're under a battle. We're trying to fight every single day for that mate that God has for us. It's a struggle, right? And, you know, if God has, like I said, if you're not like Hannah, you know, or if you're coming out of a Hannah season and you're desiring to be married, you know, you are desiring a holy thing. You are desiring a precious thing that is God's plan for your life. Because in the very beginning, Adam had perfect fellowship with the Father. But he said, it is not good for man to be alone. And then he created woman for man, a helper, a helpmate. Whereas they're both helpmates of one another. And when they are powerfully joined together, they were able to rule and reign in the Garden of Eden. You know, and scripture doesn't tell us how long that was. We don't know. But of course, trouble came along because the enemy had a plan, of course. He wanted to take dominion from man because he knew that God had given it to him and he knew that he could be cunning and take it away. But he also attacked the union between husband and wife, and he knew that he could bring disunity. He could be very effective at implementing and bringing his plan to completion by simply creating doubt, you know. And you know they had perfect union, but the enemy was able to get in there and disturb that. And he used communication, you know? Communication is a very huge part of relationship. And, you know, it sounds to me like Eve and Adam may not have, you know, been able to communicate very wisely in the midst of this whole temptation about what did God say, right? So we understand that closeness, unity in relationship, communication in relationship is key to the success of that relationship continuing, right? Many of us have experienced the opposite. So I just want to encourage you today, if you have a desire for a mate, you have been desiring a good thing. You are desiring God's will for your life, and I just want to pray, and I want to come into agreement. I want us all to pray. Everybody that hears this podcast, who comes into the sound of my voice, I want to release a blessing upon you for marriage. I want to release what I feel the Lord is speaking. He's just using my mouth. He's just using me as a willing vessel. And you know, I may not even completely understand what I'm talking about because I'm preaching to myself. But I just want to release this right now while I feel there's power in it. So, Father, we come before you right now in Jesus' name, and we're listening, we're hearing you loud and clear, and Lord, we desire a mate. We desire to come into holy union, divine fellowship with that person that you have prepared for us and who you are preparing us for. So, we say, come Holy Spirit, come upon us and lead us to that person that you have chosen for us. And we ask for your angels, Father. We ask that you would assign your angels, or we come into agreement with those angels that are already on assignment, you know, they're sitting around waiting for us to come into agreement with God's will for God's will for them, their assignment for us. And we just say, activate those, Lord, activate those angels. You know, we say yes. We say yes. We love to be alone sometimes. You know, we love to be able to plan our own schedule. You know, if we want to lock away in the secret place, we just do it. And, you know, we don't have to worry about the needs of another. And, you know, Paul said that he would prefer that we would stay single because he knows the complication that's involved in relationship, right? In marriage. And many have used that verse to kind of, you know, I understand maybe they're using it to comfort themselves if they find themselves in a situation where it's not their, you know, wasn't their fault. That's not really what they want. They don't want to be single, but here they are single. So, okay, now I can just minister to the Lord without distraction. And yes, I understand that. But I feel like there's so much more power coming together with another person. And of course we understand that, you know, we come together with friends, we come together with family, we come together with our church brethren, brothers and sisters who empower us, right? When we're in the corporate gatherings or when we join together in ministry with another person, you know, there's power in it. When we go out two by two, Jesus sent them out two by two. But the highest pinnacle of power in relationship in ministry would be between and within and from two people who are gathered together in intimacy. Those that come together through that intimate union, you know, apart from ministry, right? Because that's holy. You know, sex is holy for God. God created it for a plan and a purpose, and not just for us to procreate, but for our pleasure. He takes pleasure in our pleasure. And when we have that intimate union, we go out from that place, that bedroom, we go out from that encounter with another with confidence that person loves us and that we have become one with them. And so if we are joined together with another person, that just doubles our power. That is double. And not only double, but there's probably a multiplication factor in there, right? It's more than just double. It's more than that. Because the Lord Jesus said, when two come together, two can fight 10,000 to flee, right? Two can cause 10,000 to flee. And imagine the power in that multiplication, just if two can cause 10,000. So we know he didn't say anything about one. And while singleship or singlehood is precious and holy, you can consecrate yourself unto the Lord and say, you're my husband. But I don't want us to go too far in that direction where we say Jesus is our husband, because that is only, Jesus created that. He created that teaching so that we would understand the relationship between him and his church. He's married to his church, but he used a physical model of marriage to teach us a spiritual concept. And so we don't want to use a spiritual concept that was intended for a physical model, or we don't want to use a physical model that was intended for a spiritual concept, to keep it away from the physical relationship between a man and a woman in marriage. And, you know, I'm not trying to say to you, cause you to feel any sort of condemnation or shame if you've chosen singlehood and you feel that that's what God has for you. Just be sure, though, that there is no self-motivation and maybe fear in it. Fear of, like, relationships. Fear of being hurt. Fear of that whole jealousy factor. You know, when you get into a relationship with another person, you are very vulnerable, right? And it's a sacrifice. It is, I feel, one of the greatest sacrifices is relationship. We can see it in, you know, parent and child. We can see it in friendships. We can see it in being in relationships with other members of the church body. We know we've been hurt. We've all been there. You know, I'm not here to complain and say, oh, it was horrible. No, I've had amazing relationships. I'd really be hard pressed to think of a bad one. But of course, because in Christ, I was able to be free from offense. You know, that's another important thing, but that's a whole nother topic, right? Relationships and some of the things that happen in relationships and the importance of having Jesus right there in our midst in all relationships and being filled with the Holy Spirit. So we have the fruit of the Spirit in relationship, right? And then, of course, I've talked previously. I don't think I've talked on these podcasts at all, but I've released words in the past about the power in relationship fulfilling the four ministries of Jesus as the lion, the lamb, the ox, the man, and the eagle. You know, those four ministries of the four faces of the those that stand before the throne of God, ministering unto him, those angels, those living creatures, is fulfilled at its highest level, its highest form, its purest form, and its most powerful form when you are in relationship with another person, because each one of those four facets require another person to accomplish it, you know? Think about it. So I just want to bless you in your desire. Don't give up. You know, don't say, oh, I guess I should just not be in relationship. Because the enemy is at hard work keeping people apart. He's keeping us apart from our kingdom mandated divine relationships that God has for us. So we're in a battle, folks. We are in a battle to find our mate. And I want to open a discussion about this. Some of the revelations that you have received, any struggles that you've experienced, so that we can come together and support one another and pray for one another to get in to that relationship. Active ministry, active prayer to find your mate. So I want to bless you and I want to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. If I've said anything, Lord, that's displeasing in your sight, I just ask that my words would be pleasing unto you. just flow right now. Holy Spirit, I invite you to come upon me and just flow out through my voice, Lord Jesus. Just be made glorified in us through our union with another. Where that three-bound cord is not easily broken between you and me and my mate, so that we could come together and cause 10,000 to flight because you are there in our midst in such a deep and intimate way. And I ask, Father, that for those who are desiring a mate, Lord, I ask that you would stir them up. Stir them up, Lord, to seek and to cause another to come their way, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you would put us into situations where we could bump into people and meet people and get to know others so that we could specifically come together for that purpose to meet others who are like-minded and interested in finding a mate as well. So I just bless you in your search. I bless you. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Be blessed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.